Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Point Guard of Podcasting, King of Things. Coming at you like Cleopatra on a Wednesday morning from the East Village, Gas Digital Studios. What a day. What a day. Very happy to have back the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Glad to be back, buddy.
I know, man. Where were you?
I was at a film festival in Nowhere, Pennsylvania.
And just it ended up being longer?
The movie was at like 3 in the morning, and then there was no bus back until the next day.
Damn doggy. Hey, you know what are you going to do? Sometimes.
I was deep in Trump country watching movies that were fucking driving.
Nice.
Great.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, dude. Shout out to Pennsylvania, the whole state. The whole
it's
state.
Fucking pretty gnarly, dude.
I don't know shit about Pennsylvania. I got to find out facts about
Pennsylvania.
Huntsville, Alabama, and Nashville. This might be my new thing. I'm going to start on my reels. I'm going to start giving facts about where I'm going. And that's my thing. So, Shannon, I need some facts about Huntsville, Alabama today. Interesting facts that I could talk about on my reels. Because I got to promote my shows.
Crime statistics.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Incest.
Yeah. Any fun, interesting facts, Shannon, I need them now. Incredible show we have planned today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the Young Guns podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Goodwin is back on the show.
Hey. I'm back.
What's up, kid? Well, why do you have a Band-Aid on your elbow?
Oh, I don't know. I went to the Grateful Dead on Saturday. I just woke up with a bunch of mysterious injuries.
So, oh, really? Yeah. Did you get fucked up?
Yeah, I took mushrooms and I was drunk, so it was great. Though I won with everyone, man.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead stinks. That's the only problem with that whole story.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It was a Slipknot.
Hell yeah, how awesome would that be, dude?
Yeah.
Slipknot on hallucinogens is actually true hell.
I think it would be terrifying. Yeah, you'd be in like a Dante fucking pit painting, like demons clawing at you. Fucking.
I thought you meant Dante.
Nero. Yeah, Dante Nero. Yeah,
a painting on his Jeep.
You know, you and several motherfuckers got masks on, banging on trash cans.
Do not talk to a single woman.
Also on the show, very happy to have back on the show from Unqualified Experts, available all over the place, YouTube and OnlyFans as well. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Zia Anderson is back on the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me back. Someone came into my Twitch stream last night and was like, hey, when are you coming back on Real Ass Podcast?
Sick.
I was like, happy to say tomorrow.
Sick. I love it. I'll pop into your Twitch stream once in a while. I support.
Thank you.
I say hi to people. I say hi to you. Yeah, it's great. Support
Zia
and all that she does. She fucking rules. We have a great show planned today. What are we up against, Shannon? What are we up against today in American history or world history? Fuck it.
Okay, so we are up against in 1969.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
At 4:20 p.m.
is when Neil Armstrong stepped from the ladder of his lunar module onto the moon to be the first man to ever walk on the moon.
The first man to ever walk on the moon. We have to beat that with today's show.
Almost as impressive as the Real Ass Podcast.
Not really. To be honest with you, dude, the Real Ass Podcast at least is real. It's confirmed 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
You could got the go word to the moon. Real in it.
You could go to the moon. Neil could not be on the Real Ass
Fake
Podcast.
Ass moon landing.
Absolutely.
We don't know. We don't know if they ever landed on the moon. What about the flag? It just sits flat.
Great point. That's a really good point.
Do you also think that it's possible that the Earth is flat?
You know, I think anything's possible.
Okay.
I think anything's possible. You know? Oh, there's got to be something to it. People like talking about the flat Earth, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Right? Why do people think the Earth is flat? I'm talking about Shannon.
I have no idea.
I need a 30 seconds or less elevator pitch on why the Earth is flat. I don't want to fucking, you know. I don't need all the ins and outs and the who's and the do's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, usually, I just assume it's because they're really stupid.
Are they stupid people? Is that what it is? That's not what they say.
Well, they're not retarded.
And yeah. Like they have a theory.
would be funny. We're retarded, but we're really sure about this.
But I feel like they have a theory, and I don't understand what their theory is.
You know? I don't get it either.
Yeah.
It's just like a general, like, it's a conspiracy. Like, if you press them on it, it always falls apart. Like,
yes.
People are so, it's like, it's one of the worst conspiracies because it doesn't check out.
Conspiracy? Like, the earth is round and that's doing what? Like, why are they telling us the earth is round when it's not?
The funniest is they call people who believe in a full earth, they call them globe cucks.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you're a globe cuck if you think the earth is round.
I feel like most people are just trolling and nobody really believes the earth is flat.
Like, the birds aren't real?
Yeah.
Those people, I'm
I've actually been in a few flat Earth Facebook groups, and they actually go pretty hard. I don't think it's a bit. I think because they're all talking to each other, they're like these fucking idiots.
Yeah, but how many of them? It's just a bit. I bet you there's three real flat Earthers, and everyone else is like, we're gonna do this bit for
right.
I don't, give me the elevator pitch on it, Shannon. Did you do your enough research so you can now explain it to me in three sentences or less?
I'm scrolling through a bunch of articles here, very quick. But
she's freaking out.
Next, two sentences left.
I can tell you, I've listened to a lot of people talk on podcasts about it, and everything is always comes down to numbers that you can't fight against because you don't know the answer. But they'll say, like, according to like how the sun hits the ground or whatever, like the numbers don't make sense for it to be round instead of flat. And then the reason why they fight and they say that everyone's lying to us is because the earth being flat is different than everything else in that's out there. And so, like, we're special. And the government wants to, like, keep our minds closed and not believe that we're special.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, I hate everything
I don't like
I just
you
heard.
Now, Shane.
You know what? I believe in it now. That was a really good elevator
that
pitch.
That got you?
Yeah, that was a great elevator
because the government's
pitch.
Like, we're special. Yeah. What the fuck would we be called if we're flat instead of a planet? It wouldn't feel right to call us a planet if we're just a flat sheet.
Guys, I want to write a child's book.
Okay.
Called Alligator in the Elevator.
All right.
And that's all I have.
Alligator in the Elevator.
Doesn't rhyme. There's just an eater sound. And I was like, that's it. That's as far as I've gotten Alligator. With this book. Elevator. But I was thinking that on every floor.
He eats a new animal that comes in.
Well, I was going to say he rapes them.
Oh, okay.
That was my thing. Like,
that's
he's
less
like,
terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like maybe he's dressed up as a fireman.
And it's Halloween.
He sets a fire alarm off in the building and on every floor he rapes a new animal. But you learn about the animal. Like, you're like, this is a bird. I'm touching its cloaca.
Also, I'm the alligator. I get to rape people all over the elevator.
I'm sorry. Did you know what a bird pussy was called?
Yeah,
how do you know that?
Because they piss the shit out the same hole.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Okay.
It's one-stop service.
Get your head out your ass. This isn't your OnlyFans.
Head out your
fucking
ass. Goddamn.
If you could put your head in your ass, you'd get a lot of OnlyFans subscribers, by the way.
All right. Bye, Zia.
Wait, you're trying not to get the weed smoking? Okay. Why? What happened?
I have severe anxiety. It's a rough time for me. So
the weed, you're afraid you're going to breathe it in and it's going to... Open the door so we don't hotbox the fucking show. And so Zia's talking on microphone.
Or, you know, stop smoking weed.
No. That's I'm not going to stop smoking weed so Zia can not get secondhand weed smoke. That's a crazy way to be.
Look, I understand that, but it doesn't stop from what happens in my brain to happen. I have medication if I need it.
Is it in your head that you're getting high, though? Because you're probably not actually... This isn't enough smoke, and it's not a small... Even if the door was closed, it's not enough to really hotbox you. You're not going to get a secondhand high. But
this is the stuff I need to hear. Keep
in going. Your head, though, you will
feel...
You'll subconsciously go, shit, I'm high now, and you'll start to get more and more anxiety. Okay, so you need
it. I start to like...
Regardless of the reality, it's in your fucking head. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so keep the door open.
I was fucked for like... When I was... Like,
whoa, all right, good.
We need to get all the details.
Going back to OnlyFans.
What happened, dude?
Love it. Go ahead.
No, I was fucked when
which,
I was like
which uncle was the stoner?
We went from flat earth to fat ass.
Oh, now this isn't a fun story. Now I'm just going to disappoint you guys because
it's still
terrible.
Fun.
It's just,
all right,
anyway.
So how about this? We'll do a suck story sandwich, okay? So tell us a fun, sexy story about you getting molested, then tell us your suck story, then end with another fun story about you getting molested.
Damn it. I need more molesting stories.
You've never been touched inappropriately by an adult?
No.
Not even one? What's
I'm so fucking lucky. Actually, my family is awesome in that respect. They're... You know, I love them. They're crazy.
Isn't it most women have been assulted in one way or another?
My personal experience.
I'm
just not a family member.
Yeah, I've been sexually assaulted, just not a family member. Yeah. Good.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, you know.
Thank
cool.
the Lord. I prayed for that, actually.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Jesus Christ. That's what we call compromise, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
So look, we have a great show. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm very excited. I'm going to train after this. I'm fucking in a great mood. I'm going to Huntsville, Alabama tomorrow. Shannon, I need Huntsville facts in a minute. What do you have to plug, Zia?
My OnlyFans, subscribe there. You do get the first episode of Unqualified Experts. You get it a week early, and that's then it right. goes
that's,
up on YouTube.
That's why we all want to subscribe
that's
to OnlyFans.
That's totally why everybody's subscribing.
Is you and your husband's podcast.
Also, yeah. Hey, sometimes there's other people on. Mike Cannon's going to be on the next one.
Hell yeah. And I am just kidding. Obviously, Z, I think you're great. We have you on the show all the time.
You guys are lovely.
I'm uncomfortable being an OnlyFans subscriber. I talk about it all the time.
No,
it doesn't make me feel good.
It helps me pay my bills, Louis.
I know it does. And it's great. I'll tell you right now, it's solid
just
stuff.
Just do it.
I feel like you guys should be supporting her. Anything else?
And my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/ZLAND there, YouTube, OnlyFans. I think that's it. On the social media, if you want to follow me, I got to do social media things more.
Love it. Love it. Robbie.
Young Guns Podcast, me and Mike Figgs. We also will be co-headlining the Auto Bar in Baltimore in October, and LaMare Lee and Joe Gorman are both on that as well, so that'll be a hot show. And at Robbie Gooden on my social media. Check it out.
Zach Amico.
And August, just booked a date. Me and Chris from Brooklyn will be headlining, co-headlining in Rochester. I'll have a date for you guys in next week.
Sick. A lot of live stuff coming up this week. If you're watching live, Thursday night, Huntsville, Alabama. Me and Aaron Berg back at it. The Offend Everyone Tour. We're going to be offending everyone in Huntsville, Alabama. Then this weekend, July 22nd, 23rd, Zany's, Nashville, Tennessee. Then in August, we're going down to Florida, baby boys. West Palm Beach Improv on Thursday, August 11th. August 12th, we're going to be in Tallahassee, Florida, Signature Lounge. August 13th, Jacksonville, Florida, Eclipse Nightclub. Then we're going down to Cleveland, Ohio at the end of the month. Columbus at the end of the month, too. Those tickets should be up very, very soon. Lots of fun stuff happening. We're adding dates, adding links. Denver just added. The Denver link, actually, it should be. I sent it to them. The Denver Improv tickets are live. Okay, Denver Improv tickets are live, so you can get them from Denver Improv right now, even if they're not on lewisofskanks.com. Lewisofskanks.com is my website. Grab tickets for all these shows and more. If you guys love the show, subscribe to Gas Digital. Gas Digital subscribers get early access to all of our episodes. You guys get uncensored and ad-free episodes, so you don't have to listen to the ads. You don't have to worry about the YouTube censorship. We edit out all the N-words for iTunes as well. You guys should know this. You're not getting N-words for free anymore, just so you know. If you guys want N-words, you're paying for them. Facts, okay? So make sure you subscribe.
Man, this Supreme Court is going nuts.
Lewis is a slave trader. If you want N-words, you're going to have to pay me for them.
Yeah, dude. So... look, all you got to do is subscribe to Gas Digital. You get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows, which is the real value. Every episode of Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and all the other shows here on the network, you can't get them anywhere else. You get them for Gas Digital subscribers only, and you save $1.50 a month if you use the promo code RAP and get a 7-day free trial to see if you like the premium service. I'll tell you, it's a new Gas Digital. The new streamer fucking rules. The website's been going up. We have brand new internet piped into here. When's the last time we had a stream drop, Shannon? Who knows?
It drops right now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while, right?
Nice.
It's been a while. It's been a while. It's just my stream dropped off the Gas Digital Network.
It's been a while since I yelled at Shannon.
I'll still yell at Shannon.
Yeah.
And also, we're raising the prices for Gas Digital. September 1st, we're going to have a raise for the monthly charge. So subscribe now. We're not going to raise the prices on you. You keep that price. And this is the last time we're grandfathering people in. So if you subscribe after September 1st, when we raise it, your prices are being raised. The same way Netflix or any of these other premium services do it. So it just is what it is, guys. But if you're old school, you've been here for a long time, guess what? We take care of you. We take care of the people who take care of us.
Some people have really fucking good deals that got in on the fucking beginning of this shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm sorry. They keep on posting hot images of Zia in the racist live chat. Guys, I don't encourage Zia, but can I say, don't feel bad about that, because once you gotta understand, once you jerk off to a woman, you need new shit. Mm. You need new shit. So I understand them. You don't want to, first of all, subscribe to Zia shit. Don't just steal her nudes. Okay. Yeah, but I will say, seeing you naked, because I saw you naked before I subscribed, it made me want to subscribe.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that.
That's fair, right?
I guess that's something.
That is a fair, but don't
like
steal
getting a taste something. Of cocaine.
Yeah, dude. Which they do that in Cabo. My closer, my first album.
Yeah.
I talk about that. I would walk up and down the beach in Cabo in Mexico and get free samples of cocaine.
Oh, nice. Like Costco.
Yeah.
They just give out samples.
They give out samples. And then I went up and down the beach just getting samples from different guys the whole night, dude. Yeah.
That's really what cocaine is, just taking a bunch of little samples.
That's really like legitimately. Yeah. You just want a little nort.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm gonna go to Cabo now.
Yeah. It was a good time. I mean, it might not have been real coke. It was colored. It had like there'd be a he had like pink cocaine or green cocaine or blue cocaine.
Cocaine Baja Blast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Mountain Dew, dude.
Yeah.
Code red cocaine.
I can't handle my favorite things being combined like that.
Cocaine and Mountain Dew. Cocaine gamer fuel.
Dude, I fucking love it.
Darth cocaine.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Neven Eyewear for supporting today's show. I fucking love Neven Eyewear, N-E-V-E-N. Neven is our favorite new partner because you don't need a promo code. They have the best deal, in my opinion, for the summer. The best hot summer fucking deal, which is buy one pair of sunglasses, get two free. They make incredible sunglasses, every style, every color. They got fucking all the frames, everything you need in sunglasses. You buy one pair, you have three. For the rest of the summer, you don't need another pair of sunglasses.
And they have an everlasting guarantee, which means if your glasses are lost, stolen, or broken, Neven replaces every pair. They also have polarized lenses to get your eyes the best protection possible, and you get a free gift with every order.
Pretty incredible. Right now, go to NevenEyewear.com. No promo code. Every pair is shipped with love from the Space Coast in Florida. Florida knows their sunglasses, baby boy. Go there right now. Go and purchase some, and yeah, enjoy the rest of your summer. NevenEyewear.com. All right, where were we? Let's see. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get these things going.
Huntsville facts?
Oh, yeah, let's do some Huntsville facts. It's a good idea, Zach. What do we got, Jen?
Okay. I don't know how interesting these are, but one is they refer to Huntsville as Rocket City. As soon as you enter the city, you'll notice missiles, spacecraft, and a rocket theme that runs deep through the city. It's home to the U.S. Space Center and Rocket Center. And
is that why their team is the Rockets? That's Houston.
Maybe. Houston. Oh.
That's Houston.
Huntsville.
Huntsville Rockets. They should take that team.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It feels like they had a meeting when they made the town. Like, guys, we got to get around them calling us Cuntsville real quick.
Yeah. We're a rocket town.
Let's build rockets.
It says that you may also feel like you're feeling an earthquake, but it's just a test rocket launch.
It's just the average woman from Huntsville walking.
Yeah. good.
Thanks, guys. That's right, you fat Zia, hillbillies.
See, what do you think about that? What do you think about fat women?
Zia,
fucking eating.
Talk to me, right?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It's like if you were happy and you want to be that way, I guess fine, but don't fucking complain about it.
Yeah.
Lizzo.
And don't try to be like, I'm healthy. You're not.
You're not healthy. I didn't realize how into fat shaming Zia was. This is I've never seen Zia be even anything but sweet.
I know.
Sweet as fucking Irish cream, baby boy. She hates fat women.
No.
Yeah. I brought up fat women. Dark Zia came out. She was like, let me tell you.
Nick tells me that all the time. He's like, you hate fat people. I'm like, I don't hate fat people. I just hate this fucking thing that we're trying to do now where we're like, yeah, this is healthy and it's beautiful. Like, you can be into fat people. Some people are. Some people are into fat girls. They like that. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'm not shaming you for liking fat chicks.
Look at her.
But don't act like this.
Look at her go.
Like...
Look at her. I've never seen her so upset.
Yeah, no. You know what I get from this?
She's turning into Jordan Peterson.
Someone is one bad month away. Because she's fighting it every day. It's a battle.
How did you know, Zach?
Because there's an anger in there. I do not work this hard. You know something beautiful.
Zia does this in the mirror every day. That's why she's so well rehearsed. She's like, don't be fat.
Fat bitch. No one's going to like you.
Yeah.
You're like the dark Zia. I like that.
Dark
Zia. You know Doctor Strange in the new Doctor Strange movie? There was dark Doctor Strange with the third eye.
That's what
I'm imagining right now.
The third nipple.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I fucked a girl with the third nipple.
Wait, seriously? She had a nubbin?
I dated her, actually.
Was it like an actual nipple?
Well, I was like a teenager.
Or did it just look like a little red bump?
It was a little red bump.
But it didn't have an areola?
It had a little miniature areola.
Yeah, that kind of counts.
It was, if you just saw it by itself, like, that's a nipple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But then against her other nipples, you're like, okay, that's not exactly the same.
Right,
did you
right,
like
right.
it?
No. Why would I like this freak?
I don't know. It's like everybody liked the fucking Total Recall chick with the third boob, right? Like that was.
She would have been hotter. Seeing a boob as a child. You're thinking of like an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He goes, three boobs better than two boobs. Yeah. It's great. It's the simplistic thought. It's not like nobody really would want that. That would really freak us out.
Yeah. Okay. I just learned math. Three is better than two.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just an extra boob, which is fucking pretty goddamn sweet.
That is sick, actually. You know what? I love a third boob.
Give me another fact about Huntsville, Alabama, Shannon. There's got to be more than that. Just rockets.
They have notoriously been called the death penalty capital of the world due to the fact that Texas executions are conducted at the prison facility.
Texecutions.
Texecutions. There you go.
Sick.
Shannon, write that down.
I got it.
Thanks, excuse me.
Yep.
Thanks. I need some jokes for Huntsville tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's with all your texecutions? Thank you. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Berg. You guys hear about texecutions?
Yeah. So what are you in the front? You Jewish? You do texecutions? What are you doing up here? What are you doing over there? You black? What's going on over here? You're a woman?
Go ahead. What else, Shannon? Give me something else. And yes, I can't stop talking about Doctor Strange. You guys know I can only reference things that have happened within the past 48 hours of my life, or if I can visually see them at any given moment.
Did you like it?
That's the only. I can only pull references from a very short attention span, you know? I'm going to do some Grateful Dead references today.
All
you
right.
Got, you got a fucking shirt on. You went to the concert. It's a whole thing. So.
Look at you. This is like we're at the table at the cellar. Look at you. You got a fucking shirt on.
Yeah, yeah. Look at you. You have an open flame in your hand. What are you doing?
What else, Shannon? Give me another one. Nothing else interesting? God damn it, Shannon. It's going to be a terrible reel.
They're not very...
Write my reels. Fuck you.
It's Alabama.
They have a beautiful botanical garden that's 9,000 square foot.
A garden.
A botanical garden. They have a cemetery.
Aren't all gardens botanical? Isn't that what botanical
that's
means?
That's actually a good-ass point.
Isn't that what it means? What is botanical? Flowers, right? That's a fucking garden. I got a vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm. Nobody goes to see a vegetable garden.
That is true.
No one's like, hey, let's look at the cucumbers.
That's not true. So
Madison here, Square Garden, that is no true. Flowers in there.
That's true. No, but I will say that here, and maybe this is a Northeast thing or a New York thing, but it's a popular thing to go to a farm and pick your own fresh vegetables and like strawberry picking and peach picking.
Yeah. Californians love doing that shit.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I'm living off the land.
I hate it. I you know what I do? I go to Instacart. And I have it delivered to my house.
That's
and
beautiful.
I pick it off my porch. I hate doing that. I hate picking up the bag of vegetables. That's how much I hate picking vegetables.
The crazy thing is when you go pick fruits and vegetables, it is more expensive than when you buy it at the store, which I don't understand that. We're doing the labor for you, and still somehow this is costing more. I don't get that.
That's a good point.
Well, it's very, 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 very fresh, right? So I'm assuming most of the time they're organic, right?
Not always.
I guess
not. Not always.
This is crazy to watch.
I don't have an answer for you, Zia. I'm doing drugs.
Okay. Like Lewis is welding overhead in front of me.
Open the door.
Trying to riff on vegetables and Lewis is fucking...
Is your anxiety new? Is this a new thing?
I used to go to the hospital all the time because I thought I was dying.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a panic attack. What does it feel like?
Feels like you're dying. Your heart's beating out of your chest. I feel like I'm floating. I can't breathe. My hands get shaky. It fucking sucks.
So it's physical. It's a physical reaction to anxiety.
You ever taken too much Coke or Adderall and you're like, have to like lie in bed and you're like, I'm going to die?
You feel like hot and cold at the same time.
I do not lie in bed when I take too much Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. You're out and about.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fun time.
No. Yeah. That sounds crazy. I hear that about. And I always disrespect. Big J used to get anxiety and panic attacks. And I would be like, you're a fucking pussy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking
sucks
little bitch.
Because you really have no control over it.
You're a man, dude. Man the fuck up. Shake it off, dude.
I'm going to lose that.
Shake it off.
It's a lot to shake off.
You're
though.
A fucking man, dude. I understand like a little dainty fucking blonde chick from Hawaii needing to, you know, cry and go to the hospital. You're women. You guys don't have the same sort of fucking.
I don't do it anymore. It's when I didn't know what was happening to me. I didn't understand what it was.
So now you could recognize it when
now
it's coming
I know
on.
What,
what
it
do you
is,
do?
Yeah.
What do you do if you have an anxiety attack coming on?
I usually call somebody I trust. Well, hey, maybe I'll try that next
pinch
time.
Your nipples.
It's like a distraction. Okay. Yeah, they have like grounding techniques, like five things you can see, four things you can touch, like just to sort of bring you back down to where you're at. Breathing, taking deep breaths helps a lot. Usually I call someone I trust that knows what's going on with me.
Shannon, can you put the sexy music on during this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was a missed opportunity. She's talking about breathing heavily.
I know. Touching things, reaching out, needing someone, needing a shoulder to cry on.
You grab your boobs, you just rub them a little bit because it feels nice.
No. Be serious. Don't come on. There's people that have anxiety out there that actually are dealing with this. Teach us some grounding techniques. What do you do?
So there is one that I use a lot is you can go... And literally look at five things you can see, four things you can touch.
Okay, go ahead.
Three things you can taste, two things you can smell, and I fucking forget what
I got
last
two things you
is.
Can smell right here. Hey.
Be serious.
I'm sorry, dude.
My jokes, they stink.
That's just something.
My jokes, they stink.
Hey, babe, you want to come over here and smell my jokes?
I have two jokes here. They're terrible.
It's Texachusetts.
Texachusetts. Massachusetts / Texas.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Texachusetts.
Can you smell it?
Two states, one place. Smell it.
That's funny.
I rule. Dude, I rule. So
I need your level of confidence, Lewis. How do you do it? How
you're
are
so
you
much
just
better
like,
than
I'm
me
the
in
best.
Every way? You hate yourself. How is that possible?
I don't know. How do you?
I crush it, dude. I'm a leader. I'm unique. Okay. I'm fucking. There's nobody else like me. There's one of a kind. You know.
All right, I like that.
I can't look. I'm not smart or funny or interesting or any of those things. But I am unique.
Okay.
I'll give myself that. So this rules. Actress claims that Arnold Schwarzenegger farted in her face.
Get all the honey and smell it. I'm about to fart in your face.
Get down.
Get down. Get to the butt. Get to the pooper.
These are great kind of things you say on a comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah. Get to the pooper.
Arnold farting. Yeah, sure. Why not? This is intelligent stuff.
So what's the story here, Shannon? Because it sounds like he was being hilarious.
It seems, in her recollection of it, it seems like he was just being mean to her. But her name is Miriam Margolis, and she's 74 now.
Miriam Margolis.
Miriam Margolis.
This happened in the movie End of Days.
In 1999.
Can we see her in the movie at the time? How hot? If she's a hot chick and he just farted in her face, it's hilarious.
She still would have been like 50 then. So
yeah, I guess.
Know.
Yeah, she wasn't a hot.
She's 74 now.
He's like, oh, you're so old.
Either way, Arnold rocks for this one.
You should not be in Hollywood with your face.
Here's what I think of your acting. Yeah,
she was the devil's sister.
Okay.
Yeah. I recognize
you. Yucky. Look at you.
You make me want to fart in your face.
By the way, think of how bad an Arnold protein fart must be.
Oh, trust me, I know. My dad used to do that. He'd roll up the windows and lock them so we couldn't roll them down. It was really fucking
This
mean.
Is why you don't want Lewis breathing fucking weed in your face. It's trauma from your dad's farts in
my
your car.
My dad's protein farts. It's fucking disgusting. It smells like someone's shit on the floor.
Plus fucking was he on steroids probably? Like, I think that makes your gas shit go nuts.
I'm sure it didn't smell great. It's Arnold, but from dude, it's so funny that
so there's a scene where he's supposed to kill her and she's down, he's on top of her, and her claim is that they weren't filming, just in between takes. He's like, and just farted in her face.
Didn't they make that a crime? Didn't we read about something recently where somebody was either arrested, or maybe it was somebody that was in custody that farted and then they charged him with something else?
Yeah, I think they farted while they were in the cop car or something.
Oh,
or
wait, they farted like while they were the in cops? The
cop? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if you just have to fart?
If you fart in somebody's face, should that be a crime?
I think it shouldn't be a crime, but they should be allowed to stab you and get away with it.
Yes.
I feel like that's the rule.
I wish I had the confidence. As a man, I wish I had the confidence to go up to Zia right now and fart directly in her fucking mouth. It would be so funny. I would do it every day to Shannon. I'd be like, hey, Natalie.
Guess what? It's not assault.
Oh, no.
I call it the Nat Splat, and I just fucking right in her face every morning as I walked in. I would do that.
The Nat Splat.
Yeah. So.
Natalie, her face is so funny.
She loves this.
She's like, oh, I got to keep my job. I can't say anything. I got to go along with the Nat Splat.
Rent is due.
It's Jersey. Property taxes are very high.
Doggy, I'm just saying, I would understand if they made it a crime to fart in somebody's face. As you know, because you're technically, it's a gas from your body that you're purposefully invading their body with. It's worse than fucking a lot of things, dude. I would, because I know spitting in somebody's face is a crime. I would understand if somebody said, I would rather somebody spit in my face than fart in my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not that crazy.
Yeah. I would much rather someone spit
in my face. I have a girl spit in my mouth, and I would not have a girl fart in my mouth. So just there, you know, a little deep musings for everyone today.
Yeah.
Take a moment and think about that.
But you've never had a girl fart where you're going down on her?
Oh, no.
I would literally, and I mean this, I would go to jail for beating her up. If
that's
I was
what I'm
going
saying.
Down
you
a girl and she farted in my mouth, I would do the pedigree, Hunter Hearst Helms moves to her. I would do that directly into a cinder block.
Dude,
and I would
so
take
funny,
the fucking.
Because of where your mouth is, it you know, in a movie, like when they drive through a cornfield and it separates?
Yeah.
That's what happens in your beard.
What? When he fucking farts?
It just goes down your beard and it splits in half.
But she's like, I'm about to come. You know, what if that's how she comes?
If a chick farts while you're going down there, that means you're fucking killing the game.
Absolutely.
She has lost control.
I had a girl shit once when she was coming.
I'm sorry, what?
I had a girl shit once when she was coming. Yeah, well, no, it dropped out of her ass. It dropped out of her ass like a Hershey Kiss. It looked like a Hershey Kiss. She came, she started going, and then it went, and I just watched it like, it was, my dick was in her still, and it hit the top of my dick and then rolled to the side, and I was like, and I almost wanted to hide it for her because I was like, but I can't pick up her shit and hide it to make her feel bad. This is crazy. This is what a nice guy I am, though.
Yeah.
My reaction was to literally, I don't want, this is going to be mortifying for this girl right now.
Yeah.
And it literally, I watch it come out and I watch her asshole clip it. Like, I know there's more in there.
Dude. Yeah, like a cigar. Yeah.
Oh my God. That sucks so
A literal
bad.
Turd cutter. That's awesome.
Yes. And, yeah, but I was a very, very nice guy about it. And then I was like, you just shit on the bed.
Was she super? I mean, obviously, oh, yeah. She was really mortified. Embarrassed.
She killed herself.
Oh,
really?
Right there,
oh,
and then wow. I started really coming. Yeah.
Did you watch it or?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is what happened to Johnny Depp. Maybe Amber Heard just was coming too hard. She shit the bed.
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
And he used it as like.
He was like, look at this. This is evidence. Actually,
it was a really good Johnny Depp.
She was probably just on diuretics to lose weight for a movie.
Amber Heard.
I feel like people never think about that.
Oh yeah. Shit, you're right.
She's probably just done something.
Yeah, but if you shit the bed, you clean the shit out of the bed. You don't leave it.
No, she's also a monstrosity.
Yeah, she's like psychopath. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Ohio bill will allow pregnant women to sue men for unintended pregnancies. Now, who is this Ohio bill guy?
I don't know. He's a hero, though.
Ohio bill.
It's like, I'm Ohio Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Here at Ohio Bill's car dealership, we got the best abortions you can get. Get two abortions, two for the price of one, only at Ohio Bill's.
Dude, Ohio Bill's fucking hardcore, man. I like Ohio Bill.
Character.
Yeah, dude, he fucking...
Howdy there, everybody. It's me, Ohio Bill. Guess what? I'll do it myself. I'll do all the abortions by myself. I'm Ohio Bill. So get on down over here.
Or he's a guy named Bill that loves sushi.
Ohio Bill.
Ohio Bill. Ooh, I just killed the prime minister and now,
so what is this, Shannon? So sued for unintended pregnancies. That's crazy.
Yeah, it said the bill would allow anyone who becomes pregnant to file a civil suit against the person who impregnated them, even if it happened as a result of consensual sex.
See, this is what happens. This is what happens. All this stuff starts getting fucking weird. We should have just left things the way they were. But no, people had to fuck with it. And now this is what happens.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
So the women can sue the men if they get pregnant and they don't want it. But what if the men don't know?
But I mean, what is not wanting it? Like, you just say that. How do you prove that you don't want it? Why wouldn't you just sue the guy every single time?
You could. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, fuck you, Ohio Bill. I hate your goddamn new law. All right,
hear me out now. Hear me out.
Hear me out now. Look here. If they have the baby, then we get all the money.
This is the worst heist ever, Ohio Bill.
All right. That story's all right. Parents threatened to sue Sesame Place after videos emerge of Rosita snubbing black children. Mm. Have you seen this video?
I have. Oh, I did.
I have. Yeah.
So wait, I thought, is the guy not black, the guy in the costume?
No, well, Rosita is a Mexican. So first of all, you know, black people at this point, I believe, have outgrown Mexicans in terms of hierarchy of races.
Mm.
For a while, dude, I feel like black was below every Latino imaginable, you know, except Dominicans, because those are black Latinos. Mm-hmm. So that's fucking double whammy. That's what I say. But Puerto Ricans always at the top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we sort of went down the line and then you got the black people. But I do feel like black people have overtaken all South Americans, Central Americans. Like, black people have sort of gained their own sense of respect now in society, which I like. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing. That's not racism. This is me actually talking about.
No, this is research.
Equality.
Black people don't call each other essay. Spanish people definitely call each other the N-word.
That is true. That is actually a great point. They've evolved.
Yeah. Black people are away on TV. Hispanic, you know. Not as many good TV shows.
Black people have evolved, and I like that. And I want to fucking applaud them for that, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It
was neck and neck, and then Ricky Martin fucked his nephew.
Rosita is a Latina character, so she should sort of know her role. That's my whole takeaway from this. Can we see the video, Shannon?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Here's the first one.
Live la vida loca.
Let's see. Sound on it.
Okay, that's Rosita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rosita. She's hugging. Aww. She's hugging this white person. She says, "Hello, hi, white person. I'm going to hug you." And then
what?
Let's see. Then hello. Then there's.
Yeah, I guess this one doesn't really catch it. Hold on, there's more.
That's just her hugging white people.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I'll show you more. Hold on.
What is the race of the person in the costume? That white people never take those jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rosita's not a real person. It's a...
Okay. Also, it's hard to see in there.
You're thinking of, like, Times Square mascots. Oh, okay. Those are usually little Mexicans.
These are white
teenagers.
Those
are, like, acting students.
At Sesame Place, I don't know. So, it's like, Disney, yes. When you go to Disney... Like, they're actually...
They're trying to make it on Broadway.
They're
Or make it in the shows.
That's a job. Like that, and they're actually actors and singers and dancers. And, like, getting a job at Disney for a lot of these people is, like, a fucking dream.
Yeah, you got to audition and shit. Yeah. Like, it's a big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sesame Place, dude, you get a summer job at Sesame Place. They're like, hey, dude, you got to get off the corn dog machine. You got to go be Rosita for the day. Rosita and Shaw. That's what... Sesame Place is some ghetto-ass, low-rent shit. I've been to Sesame Place before. It's terrible. It is a terrible place. I do not like it.
I didn't even know they had it. I actually
There's a monster in the garbage can.
Clean up this garbage. Someone's living in here. There's vampires counting.
This bird's too big.
Why does this gay guy keep telling me to tickle him? He's all red.
God.
You're eating too many cookies.
That's why I ain't even focused on. Aw. Okay.
Hey, Rosita. High five on a little white kid. High five. A little dance. Okay. Another little black kid.
Wow.
Oh, ignored him. Peace. Sorry, I thought you were a piece of shit that fell out of your mother's ass.
What was Rosita? A taxi cab?
That's not the same one. That's the one
with two little girls.
Is this happening to multiple black kids?
Yes.
This is like a regular thing. Because I was going to defend it for a second. I was like, well, they walk by, they stop at one, then they keep walking, then they stop at another. But
in their defense, I think they only can see out the mouth. And the kids there, it seems like they can see the kids from a distance. They go in for the hug. And then these kids run up for like a second hug.
Right.
By the time they can't see them.
Oh, okay.
So Shannon, that's not the one that went viral. Come on, let's just get on the fucking.
There's several of them. There's one that went viral with two little fucking kids.
This one right here. Top left.
I understand that it's happening a lot, and it's great. I'm glad that we have other examples of it as well, and that would be what we would do.
That's why they're filing the lawsuit. When we're talking about
the one that went viral, let's just pull up the viral one.
I'm just talking about the story in general.
Blame Shannon.
That's what there's several. That's what makes the.
So it's the same, the one where she says no.
Oh, that's a different one. Different.
Jeez, this is happening a lot. I can't even.
So, no, here's what's going on with all of these, right? And I think you're right. I don't think that she could see this little kid, right? I think that person's shift was over. They were done with their parade. They had to go take their hat off to get to their next fucking thing that they're doing. And they're going. You see a person walking with a clipboard right next to them.
Well, they all have handlers. Like, the handlers are who's telling you.
Yeah, you got to be here. You got to be there. Because you're the fucking hot ass.
Who they're directing you the whole time because you can't see. Mm.
I like that we're canceling people with the shittiest job imaginable. Like, this is just awful. I just hate to be this job. And then somebody's like, guess what? You're
Mexican
on the news.
Mexican monster.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just annoyed that we can't pull up the one that went viral. It's frustrating.
There's like 16 of them.
No, there's one that went viral.
It's this top left.
There's one
Again,
that went
it's
viral.
It's that one. Unless
there's only one that went viral today. Please pull up a fucking chicken ad.
They're ignoring the chickens at Sesame Land.
Please pull up a chicken ad, Shannon.
Herbello's chicken.
Yeah, this is it right here. Yes.
Okay.
See, hi.
He's looking, no. And then, yes, she just missed.
Oh, peace.
Look at her faces.
That was...
All right, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
But look, rewind it for a second. You'll see she actually does the no to the white person as well, so I don't know what they were she was saying no to.
Why is it all the same character?
Oh, they call her the wrong name. They called her a different character.
Is that what, are you sure?
I saw people saying that. If you watch with sound, they don't call her Rosita. They call her the wrong name.
1 second, it's playing there.
I think they maybe call her Zoe.
And she's like, I'm not Zoe, bitch.
I'm not Zoe, you dumb cunt. Fuck you.
Zoe is a cute...
Learn your fucking people.
A cute nickname for Rosita is Zoe, though. I will say that.
She didn't no to the other person.
Yeah, she said no to the white person, too. Look. High five to the child. High five, white lady. No. No. So what was she? She said, hell no. Hell fucking hell to the Nizzon of these two.
Does this character just say no a lot or something? No one. I've never heard of this character ever.
Yeah, I don't fucking know Sesame Street. Oh, kids.
What if I knew it really well?
I would wonder.
They're fucking up. It's not how Rosita is.
Dude, I want to buy a Sesame Street character costume and just go to Times Square and be racist.
you remember Nazi Elmo?
No, I don't.
There was a guy that would be Elmo, and he would stand outside of the Toys R Us, because when we sold tickets there, we used to call him Racist Elmo, because every once in a while he would get frustrated, take the head off, and just start screaming about Jews.
Wow.
Wait, was that why Kumia got fired from Sirius?
It was the best. And then he got arrested a couple times, and it was like viral videos.
That's hilarious.
Those numbers were severely inflated. Elmo only thinks 600,000 Jews died.
The Nazis were fine until they went to the West.
Thank you. Somebody could do an Elmo. Did you see how much I struggled? I was like, please, help. It fucking hurts. I'm fucking Elmo. Ow.
You should be Elmo at Sesame Land.
Hi.
No black chicks.
No, here's what I think what happens, right? So this has happened a bunch, right? You have Rosita or another character walking and ignoring a little black kid. And it's very easy when you edit together the seven times that's been caught on film to make it look like they're racist. But how many times has one of these characters ignored a white kid or an Asian kid, or because they can't see it, they're getting to the net for whatever fucking reason. They're annoyed that day. It's hot in the costume. They got too stoned before they put the head on. They're children themselves. It's not a conspiracy, and it's not a racist.
They didn't
want to
get black on their costume. There's a whole bunch of reasons.
The kid's covered in oil. It's going to be sticky.
It's hard to see them through the mesh. It's hard.
To them, everyone's black through the mesh.
Yeah, exactly. And also, there's probably like 100 times where they were nice to a black kid, right? There's probably like a shitload of that caught on
this
film.
Is not, this character was not racist. The Sesame Street's not racist. To make
there's
it
no a, way the same person is Rosita every day.
Yeah, that's
there's,
a good point too. It's definitely a different person.
Retarded.
All the time.
The whole it's not even a story. It's just very easy to like. It's just fucking.
This is social media in a nutshell. Just taking shit out of context and just trying to get some random person in trouble.
Who fucking like what? What a stupid thing. There's real shit happening in the world. There's real racism happening in the world. You know, look.
And I'm doing it.
I mean, I brought my son to Disney. We brought him to set. We brought him to all these places. Not every time did the character connect with him. And like some very often, they'd walk right past him, whereas they did high five other kids. Unquestionably. My son also, I was actually just looking at a picture today during at Disney. They brought him up for like a little dance number. They brought like a bunch of kids. They chose like 10 kids to like bring up. And I'm sure they're told, hey, make sure you like you grab every race. I'm sure that's an actual conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
But the reality, I'm sure you could have 100 black parents watching their kid being ignored on video from their perspective, like behind their kid, and being like, look, that fucking draft just ignored my child. So it's,
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, you got to realize there's fucking like 3,000 kids there. Yeah. Like they can't
that
say
might
hi
be the giraffe's natural instinct, too, though. Like, he's going to eat me.
Yeah,
there's also a dad who wanted to sue Sesame Place. He would
Yeah, this feels like a cash grab, and then but because
why is vampire trying to make my baby cannibal?
No trash can ain't gonna talk to my kid like this.
There's two more videos of two more different
zero
characters.
Fathers I see.
Elmo's going out for smokes.
Do you see the one meme? It's one of my favorite memes ever. It's Elmo talking to two black people, and the meme just says, but Elmo could swear his bike was just there. It's so funny.
That's great. That's hilarious.
What were we going to say, Shannon?
There are there's two more videos of two other characters that they're adding. They're just going against Sesame Place if you want to see them.
Yeah, please.
Here's the first one.
Is there somebody to push a child down like this? But this is completely
what the fuck? That's way worse.
It was an accident. I mean, he did try to fuck her. Yeah.
Yeah, I would be more concerned about sexual.
Boy, Kevin Spacey's not doing great.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby girl, take it.
Ooh. I think that's the thing. They had the big hula hoop belly.
Yeah.
And was gonna like come over.
No, he's trying to like do a little belly bump, and it was just. I'm sure that's what he does. Can I see that character at other parts of Sesame Place? I'm sure he does belly bumps to people, and he's an idiot and didn't realize that as a 2-year-old. You can't do that to a 2-year-old. Well, you're dealing with retarded people who are working in costumes at Sesame Place.
That are making $8.75 an hour.
Yes.
Also, as soon as she fell down, he like was like, oh shit, and like went to pick her up. Ooh, like, yeah. He definitely didn't mean to.
Let me feel her as I pick her up.
Yeah, this is just like depressing in a weird, you know, it's just like we're canceling fucking Sesame Street characters. Like people, this just seems like the worst job to me because it's always summer, it's always hot, they're in these big ass costumes.
Let's go.
That was it. So he just like waved off the last girl.
Yeah, but the kid that he high-fived was black.
And they're doing a hip hop dance. Is that not enough?
Yeah, he's like, they're gonna go all riled up. I gotta get out of here. What's
happening? There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, by the way, isn't Sesame Street the hood? Isn't it like
it's like a low income neighborhood.
It's a poor neighborhood, right? Yeah.
And they have issued an apology.
What's the apology?
That's the first fucking fuck up. Never apologize.
Oh my God! No, they always do because it's corporations. They're just terrified. So they're neither.
Sesame Workshop is aware of the recent incident at Sesame Place, Philadelphia, which we take very seriously. What these children experience is unacceptable. I mean, what a pandering! No, you go. You're an idiot. Also, good. Now I'm glad you're being sued. You idiots.
Yeah.
You admit fault. Good. Good. Dumbass corporation, dickhead. Sue them.
Also, not only that, every time they do this, they apologize. They think, oh, we'll get out of out ahead of it and apologize. The people don't care. They don't want that. They don't give a shit if you apologize.
Just other
you
videos
think that's gonna
of
fix
Sesame Place being racist.
No. It always gets worse. It, like once you apologize, they just get even meaner.
Yeah.
Unless you didn't. The only time they accept it is if you truly didn't do anything wrong in the first place. And they'll be like, "This is how you apologize."
Well, look at the wording of the apology. Hold on, bring that back up. We've been in contact with Sesame Place, our licensed park partner.
Wow.
And so they're basically Sesame Workshop is saying. No, that was the park. That's us.
We would never condone racist Sesame Place in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Also, the only people going to Sesame Place in Philadelphia are black. The only people who work there are black. It's a bunch of black people.
Yes.
It's all black. Nobody's racist at Sesame Place in Philadelphia.
They're doing it to each other.
Chicago.
There's a problem with these neighborhoods.
No one's going to mention Chicago.
Look at the statistics.
You know, really, mass shootings are mainly black people.
You never see these problems in Chelsea.
I was walking through Chelsea the other day, and this man was walking by me. He looked like he could have been homeless, but maybe not. He looked directly at my face, and he's like, I want to throw something at your face, but not something soft. I mean,
I
not something hard. Something soft. Yeah, like, what the fuck? I don't even know what it means, but he just literally looked directly at me, said that, and then kept walking.
Yeah, that's crazy. Damn.
It's not that bad. It's just
maybe
weird.
He's just gay. Maybe he's like, oh, I want to throw something in your face, girlfriend.
Oh, you're
something
a woman. Take the soft cock, lady.
Stay in your own.
Maybe she was saying you weren't moisturized enough. It's like, you need something on your face, girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a non-story Sesame Place, in my opinion. And, you know.
Someone, here's the thing. This person just wanted money. They saw a viral moment. And then it turns a stupid cancel culture where no one has enough confidence to push back against this kind of thing.
They'll probably settle, too.
Except for the Real Ass
They'll
podcast.
They'll settle out of court.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is it sounds like the Sesame Workshop is just being like, all right, there's a you're being sued, not
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an affiliate, a licensed affiliate.
But you know what? The affiliate, Philadelphia.
Hell
yeah.
Hey,
fuck yeah. Jokes in the wild. I call those jokes in the wild, where you don't even realize the jokes are happening around you. That happens all over the place.
That's just a Sesame Street character. Those kids says.
Jokes in the wild. It's a joke in the wild. I always point those out. If a joke in the wild pops up around you, and you don't point it out, you're failing to bring the funny. That's what I say. Okay.
Shit.
That was basically all Beavis and Butthead was like, he said cock. Yeah. You know.
That's why we all have
a it's a joke in the wild.
Yeah, joke in the wild.
Okay, so, all right, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys like to get high, and I know you do, you should be getting high legally and responsibly with Delta 8 THC. It can ship to most states, Zach and Miko, and I know you love your YoDelta.
We do. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. Holy moly, they work. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you really, really high. If you see me or Lewis smoking a vape pen, that's Delta 8, guys.
Yeah, it really is incredible, guys. Go there right now. Order some stuff. It's already cheap, by the way. It's already really, really cheap. If you're over 21, you get it right to your house, right to your door, and we're going to give you a discount. YoDelta.com is a website. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. That's right. GAS. GAS. For 25% off your entire order. Great sound effects in the booth, by the way, guys. I really like that. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off. Go get high. All right, where were we? Let's talk about, okay, update on the bodega worker who stabbed the customer. Charges dropped.
Yeah, talk about this on Young Guns.
Charges dropped. I think it's kind of crazy the charges dropped.
Really?
I really do. I mean, just dropped like that, put him on. It was crazy.
They saw the video. It was self-defense. The guy put hands on him first. It wasn't even like he went and stabbed him after.
If I pushed you right now, Zia, you can't stab me, you crazy bitch.
Maybe I can.
No, you can't. You can, and I guess the charges would be dropped. Probably.
What the fuck was that mom's problem, though? Just like throwing her son at the bodega worker? That's what happened, right?
She was trying to buy her kid chips. Her EBT card, I believe, got declined.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, well, can I have them anyway? They're for my son. And he was like, no, that's not how transactions work.
Uh-huh.
And then took a knife, called the boyfriend. He came in.
Oh,
because I guess the kid had the chips in his hand.
Oh.
And she's like, just let him take them. And you see, there is a video of the guy like snatching the chips out of the kid's hand. He's like, why you be snatching things out of my baby's hand?
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. No, I agree that the guy should not go to jail. But I do think it was.
You just wanted to go to trial.
I think it was an aggressive ass move. I'm a stickler for good customer service. I thought it was an aggressive ass move to go from physical altercation to stabbing a man in the neck and the chest in front of his child. And great that the guy was a piece of shit. The guy was a piece of shit. Would probably end up being dead anyway. It would end up being dead anyway one day.
Just not as hilariously.
Just not in such a justifiable, not in such an awesome way on camera.
Everyone goes, womp, womp.
Why did you put the knife in the assailant? Sure, sure.
White T cell red blood
sauce. All right.
I don't know what that was, but that was a nice bombing. You've been killing it today.
I know. That's the Robbie Goodwin special,
you
everybody.
You fell apart, dude. You fell apart
on
that one.
Sprinting, and then I tripped on some fucking Arab.
Let's.
Just leans in.
Wife buys husband a sex doll that looks just like her for threesomes to help keep up with his libido. All right, stop bringing me coffee. Give me this one. It's fine. But stop bringing it. Don't just do it. Okay? It's not automatic refill on every fucking coffee. This isn't a diner. Beat it, Byron.
Yeah, don't give Lewis too much coffee. He's going to get all mean and on edge.
Could I have some coffee?
Am I mean and on edge?
You can be.
Am I mean and on edge?
Never to me.
See? Am I mean and on edge, you faggot?
You just bombed. Am I mean? No, you've been really nice to me today.
I'm pretty nice. I'm a pretty nice guy just in general. I think people are surprised how nice I am.
That's honestly the first time I met you because people always talk about you. Like, Lewis is this asshole, but like a lot. And when I met you, I was like, oh, he's...
That's me in the lobby.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... Zach was like, he's a fucking dick.
I'm very nice, especially to hot chicks.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
For sure. Unquestionably. I would never be mean to a hot chick unless she...
Ever? What would a hot chick have to do for you to be like, you fucking cunt?
Date him.
Yeah.
Date me.
One trip to Jamaica later.
Dude, date me and fuck
me. One trip to Jamaica later.
One trip to Jamaica later.
I wouldn't be mean to her. Just in general, even like with a chick that I'm dating, I'm not going to be mean to her. Like I would sooner break up with her. If I'm dating a chick, it gets to the point where I'm like, we don't like each other. And we're like, not like best friends and laughing and giggling and having sex all the time. This is over. This is not.
Yeah.
I don't work through it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what I think the difference is. Back in the day, I would try to work through it and let the relationship and my own mental health and her mental health deteriorate to the point where we hated each other and we were saying and doing mean, fucked up shit to each other. Whereas now I recognize if it's not going to be something serious and it's not going to go into like a long-term thing, that I sort of nip it in the bud. And also women are fucking... I have a different perspective as well. Now that I'm getting older and I have a kid, I was like, oh, women do have an actual like... timetable for being able to have kids. And when I talk to a chick and she's like, oh, I want to have kids one day, and I go, that's not going to happen with me, I sort of a switch flips in me and I go, once I realize that I'm not going to be a father to their kids, I'm like, I feel bad wasting their time, because it's genuinely, time is just ticking away.
That's actually incredibly responsible of you. There's like a couple things that you can work, like certain things you can work through and some things you can't, and that's one that you can't. Like if you both have to decide whether you're gonna have kids or not.
That's for sure. You want to have kids one day, Zia?
No,
never. Really?
No.
Why not?
Never wanted kids. I don't know, people always would tell me I would change my mind, and I just never have. I like my family's kids. I don't really like other people's kids that much. I don't know, I don't have that like maternal instinct really.
Pussy's too tight, don't want to waste it.
That too. Zach is not wrong.
It's true.
I don't want to wreck my body.
Ladies, it does wreck your body.
It fucks you up, man. It fucks you up.
You're gonna have a cloaca.
Oh no. shitting and pissing out the same hole.
It genuinely does.
That sucks. You shit when you give birth.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you just like you're pushing out and you just you shit. Do. Like that's disgusting.
Maybe Arnold was just giving
thing.
Birth. He farted in her face.
It's coming out.
I'm crowning.
The Plata Junior.
Yeah, dude. Do you want to have kids one day, Robbie?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I've thought about it. I mean, I have like, as I've gotten like a little older, I'm like, yeah, maybe, you know.
By the way, I was like, guys, you can't get secondhand smoke. You're all coughing right now.
That one was a lot. I don't think I can have them anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
See, it's going to freak out. What if she gets really horny when she has a panic attack? We find out and she starts stripping. You're like, that's rules.
Just rubbing my boobs.
This fucking rules.
Liz just keeps showing up to her shows and blowing smoke in her face. All right, get horny.
I legitimately do grab my boobs when I feel anxious. It's comforting. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, boobs are comforting.
Ari Skank in the Race to Live chat says, I would subscribe to Prego Zia.
Aw, that's so nice.
I did. I jerk off to pregnant porn all the time.
Really?
All the live long day. Love it.
Never found a pregnant woman hot.
Really? Once you have a kid, I didn't give a shit at all. And then I have the memory of having sex with my son's mother while she was pregnant. Fucking ruled.
Yeah. There you go. That's actually kind of cool.
And she's already pregnant. Can't get her pregnant twice.
Yeah.
Some people really like it. Like they're like, oh yeah, it's like it means that they're like fertile or something.
You can. We had a story about a Mexican lady who had kids like 2 weeks apart.
Wait,
what? It was
what?
Two different pregnancies.
How the fuck did that happen? She just dropped another egg?
I don't know, but it was because we heard the story and I was like, what part of Mexico is she from? And they were like, California. I'm like, North Mexico.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a Mexican lady and the kids were in her at the same time and they were not twins.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I think you got to be Mexican.
Okay, or Indian maybe. I feel like that might happen in India too. I could see that.
Probably.
No, they'd be connected.
She's from California. She was conceived twice in 5 days.
That's insane. What the fuck?
What a hoe.
I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, different guys.
What
they
a
have
hoe.
Different dads.
That happened another time too. Like there's a story. It was two different guys for sure.
The kids hate each other in the womb. Yeah. It's like a sitcom. They draw a line down the middle.
Yeah, the odd couple.
It's my side.
Let's talk about this story. Family pit bull turns on mom and eats her entire bicep.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
That's what's
up. I thought I was going to say
face.
Something else. Yeah.
I say this all the time about pit bulls, that they're evil dogs. You know, or I shouldn't say they're evil. They're, you know.
Some of them are so sweet.
Some of them are sweet,
cute,
but
though.
They can, at the drop of a hat, they'll turn on your child and kill them.
I've heard a lot of stories like that happen.
A lot of stories, dude. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? Dude, I see a pit bull. I treat him like a little black kid if I was working at Sesame Place. I run the opposite fucking direction. I ain't even making eye contact.
I got attacked by a pit bull. Well, my horse did when I was on it riding one time.
Oh,
wait,
I think you told me this.
Oh, yes. I did tell you the story. Okay, yeah.
No, it's okay. Tell it again. Why not?
Sorry, everybody. They'd be like, Jesus fucking Christ.
No,
yeah.
They love it.
No, I was riding a horse through Hawaiian Acres, and there was a pit bull on a chain, and it broke its chain,
ran
up, bit my horse on the flank. My horse reared up, threw me off. My Auntie Becky is screaming at the guy to come get his fucking dog. He's hanging onto my horse's ass. Thank God he didn't turn on me, because that's what she thought was going to happen. I was getting ready to climb a tree. I was like nine.
Oh,
nine.
Wow.
I was like,
that's that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I would lose my mind if my fucking son got bucked off a horse by some pit bull. I mean, I would fucking...
My Auntie Becky was fucking losing
it. Calling your Auntie Becky. It's bugging me. I don't know why.
Well, Aunt Becky. Aunt is Becky. Full house. What the hell's happening?
My aunt? Auntie?
Auntie Becky.
Say
I say, you know, my...
Aunt Becky.
My aunt.
I just went on a deep dive on this, just like the flat earth. There's a huge community of people who really want pit bulls to be banned in the United States. And I guess they are banned in a lot of states. Yeah.
In nice neighborhoods, you should ban pit bulls. What do you want me to say, dude?
Thank you. Hell yeah.
What do you want me to say?
In nice neighborhoods.
Yes.
I actually
the shitty
didn't
ones
know.
Put them in the, dude, you can let them run through Philadelphia Sesame Place all you want, dude. Just have pit bulls fucking.
You make pit bulls illegal. Only criminals are going to have pit bulls.
I think only criminals have pit bulls now.
Dougie, I'm just saying, like,
once
like
time in Hollywood.
I've had some amazing experience with pit bulls, right?
Oh, they're so
but
cute.
I genuinely have a fear. After I had a son, I started looking up like all these stories. I had a Jack Russell when my son was born, and I would look up stories about Jack Russells murdering babies. And like
was
in my head,
thing?
Yeah, dude, there was
Jesus.
A it was yeah, so the like the Jack Russell has a pretty hard bite and babies' heads are very soft. So one bite on a baby's little soft, shitty head, dude, just fucking right into his brain.
Jesus. I didn't even know pit bulls did this shit until I looked at this community of people.
Well, you didn't know that pit bulls were attacking people?
Yeah. I had no idea it was like a pit bull. I had no idea it was like a breed specific.
They also get that lockjaw thing. Yeah. So like they can't, exactly. You can't get them to let go. They're like
and they
stuck.
Can be nice their whole life. And then like one day the doorbell rings the wrong way. Wow. And it's just, they're deprogrammed.
Yeah, dude. It's like remember O.J. Simpson when in Naked Gun, where they, I thought you were saying when he murdered his wife.
Yeah.
That's my O.J. Simpson reference of him being violent. Is the end of Naked Gun 33 and a third. Y'all remember that?
The one time O.J. actually did something. The one thing O.J.'s guilty of, being hilarious in the Naked Gun.
Remember that horrible thing O.J. did? Steal back his memorabilia.
Jay Bones in the Racist Live Chat says, fuck you, Lewis. Pits rock. Wow.
A lot of people love them.
That's the thing. It's dog people versus baby people in this pit bull debate.
Yeah, and I go babies all day.
Babies
all
day.
The live long day, dude. I don't know how often pit bulls are attacking babies, but they're fucking...
It's too much.
It's a not... It's in my opinion, it is the equivalent... It is as dangerous of an animal as like a fucking like a wild cat, like a cougar or one of these.
And like people who get lions and fucking leopards and try to have them as pets, and then eventually they eat them because you have a wild animal.
There's a reason
you
can't have a chimpanzee, you know, in your fucking neighborhood because it's going to
they're going to get a pit bull
because they're going to sue Sesame Place.
That will not be on the YouTube edit. Just so you guys know, guys, you got to pay for real racism. You got to pay. No, the fucking, they're animals that if they're not trained and handled properly, they can kill somebody. It's not just hurting somebody. It's not like getting your dog, you know, a dog biting your fucking hand. I'm talking about, them fucking murdering a child. That's a crazy thing to be. And, I've said this. I think you should have to have a special license to handle a dog or any sort of animal that could murder somebody. And I think, if you have if you live in an apartment complex with little crazy children that might pull your dog's tail one day, no, that kid doesn't deserve to die because he's a fucking idiot and pulls a dog's tail.
Well, kids
do shit like that, right? Kids do stupid shit. So, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm whatever, dude. I really do take this seriously. Somebody got me a... It was a T-shirt with a pit bull on it, and it said "Kid Killer." It rules. I love the shirt.
That's just a cool shirt.
It's a great shirt. Let's see. Chet in the Racist Live Chat says it's not the owner. These things snap all the time.
Yeah, because a lot of people will say it's the owner, not the dog. It's like how you raise the dog.
Yeah.
Why is it only pit bulls that do this?
No, Rottweilers. There's a few dogs that I think.
I think pit bulls.
Pit bulls are the ones.
Disproportionately that... with other dogs. And we should have Justin Silver on the show today so he can give his like a opinion. Because he loves pit bulls. He raised pit bulls, trains pit bulls.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. He's a legit, like all of his dogs that he's had since I've known him have been pit mixes. They've been the sweetest dogs. But when I would bring my child over to his house, I would... the whole time on edge. And I also feel like in my head I started to get, it's almost like the way you like talk yourself up into a panic attack because you think you're getting high. My energy, I would start going like, oh shit, the pit's gonna feel my nervous energy every time he goes closer to my son. I'm like my heart starts beating faster and I start looking over like, what if he picks up on that and gets and then I start really freaking out about it. And it's like, yeah, because in one bite he can kill my child,
right?
That's fucking crazy, dude. And this is a rescue. You don't know what happened the first 4 years of his life. Some little fucking Puerto Rican kid with cute hair fucking called him a fucking something. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
A bitch
Dogs hate being called a bitch.
That's their word.
Yeah, dude.
That is what happened in this case. This pit bull was a rescue. They found her on the side of the road covered in cigarette burns and took her in and then said there was never... And this is the dog.
There was never an incident? Yes, you took in... You took in a fucking Batman villain.
It's so sad, though. Like, that doesn't make it okay for you to fucking...
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, that's what you get for stealing somebody's ashtray.
Doggy,
they had to take muscles from her back to like reconstruct her.
This is a hilarious comment. Nothing underscore nowhere in the Racist Live Chat says pit bulls are 12% of the dog population, but responsible for at least 50% of the dog crime. Raises live chat on fucking fire today.
He's on fire.
Love it. Love it. What are the percentage of pit bull attacks versus other dogs? There has to be some sort of study. Anti-pit bull legislation is happening all over the place, and I'm for it.
We're going to see Lewis at pickets.
I'm not saying get rid of pit bulls. I'm saying that you should have to have, if you have a murderous dog, I think that you, number one, you shouldn't fucking, I think you shouldn't be in apartment buildings. I think that you should have very, very strict standards of it being off a leash in your yard. You have to have a safety license. You can't have a criminal fucking record. Like, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
Maybe they have to have, like, certain kind of training.
Yes.
Like,
they should have to take a fucking 6-hour course to drive a car. You should have to, you know, you have a dog that can literally just get away from you and murder somebody, and it does happen. It actually happens.
If these are regular dogs, why are one out of every three in some version of the pound community?
So I found something that says that they don't necessarily attack more often than other breeds, but they result in fatal attacks more often. So pit bulls accounted for 91% of all reported fatal attacks on other animals, other dogs, 76% of cats, and 82%
of 76% of cats, they murder cats left and right.
Wow.
And 82% of all fatal attacks on other pets.
Wow. Jesus. So go to the numbers again one more time, because I missed the first two.
91% of all reported fatal attacks on other animals, 91% of fatal attacks on other dogs, 76% of all fatal attacks on cats.
What about humans?
I think that's the 91%.
Damn.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Jesus.
I didn't know pit bulls were like this. I'm joining the subreddit. You gotta ban these fucking pit bulls. What's going on here? Throw in the music guy, too. I don't like his music very much.
Let's see. What are they saying in the race live chat? Lewis's dog takes are fucking retarded. Lewis is so goddamn stupid. Sam Adams says Lewis is an unlicensed dog.
Oh, hey, Sam Adams.
I love your beer.
Let's see. Pit bulls aren't more violent, just way more dangerous, says Hooch. Okay.
Just what they just said. She just said.
Sure. How is this a controversial take? What is the other side of it? It's just, no, you're dumb.
It's their cute.
What is the
like
other
dog.
Fucking
yeah.
side of it? I get it. You have a pit bull. Fine. I'm not saying take your pit bull away. I'm saying be more responsible with it. Make sure it doesn't eat a child. Let's get a fucking, you know.
I think that's a good take.
I think they should put a kill chip in its head. So if it starts attacking somebody, you press a button, its head explodes.
Should do that
like
with
scanners.
People too.
Yeah. That's what every pit bull, if you put a fucking exploding chip in the back of their skull, that if they start freaking out, dude, it just blow their head up. Well, that was on, what superhero movie was that?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So they did to Pete Davidson.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should actually do that to Pete Davidson. Every time he gets out of line, just fucking Pete.
Kim put this chip in my head now. I don't know. Maybe I'll explode. Maybe not.
I don't really care.
If I keep smoking weed, she's going to blow me up.
That's pretty good. That's a real thing they did to Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Is they put an exploding chip in his head.
They're telling me if I keep following Ariana around, they're going to explode my head.
If I ever say that her dad's got a dick, they're going to make my head explode.
J-Bone says it's controversial to support banning them. I'm not saying banning them, you dick fuck. I get it. Also, look, you ban them for fucking... Let me just say this.
Go off.
15 years, you can make him extinct.
Lewis is advocating for genocide. Dog genocide. All right. I think I heard this on Kumia, too, about people.
Like how quiet everybody got. They were like, so?
I'm just saying, look, we alleviate this problem without killing any of them.
This sounds like a good final solution, Lewis.
Just don't breed them anymore, basically. You're not allowed to breed them.
We're not
going to
kill them, dude. You literally just don't breed them anymore.
I was actually going to ask, like, why do we keep breeding pit bulls if they keep...
All you got to do is say, all right, look, you guys can't breed them. It's illegal to breed them. It's going to, look, there'd be a little bit of illegal breeding, but that's going to go away pretty quickly.
The price of pit bulls is going to be really expensive.
Within 25 to 30 years, pit bulls are extinct. Without actually...
Well, they're highly sought after contraband.
Yeah.
It would make them worth a lot.
Animal people are like the liberal version of gun people. You know, like, no, it's not going to be illegal. No, I like them.
But it's literally crazy. It's because it's for the same thing as guns. Like they're cool.
Yeah, exactly.
They can protect me.
I like it when I look at it.
Oh, Justin Silver will be the pit bull king.
Yes,
he's gonna have a resort.
Dude, I love it.
He's waving a giant feather.
Come upon my pitbull kingdom.
Put them in zoos. Put the pitbull in the zoo.
There you go.
Give a few left in the world, dude.
Pitbull land.
So there's like seven left.
Yeah, you feed them like velociraptors. Dude, like
welcome to Pitbull Island.
You have six female pitbulls. There's one male pitbull. He's like 13 years old. He won't fuck them for some reason. They're like, we keep on trying to get him to breed with them, and he just won't do it. And we just watch them die. The last days, it'll be a documentary, The Last Days of the Pitbull, dude.
Wow.
And it's just one sad, fat pitbull who won't fuck the six other bitches.
I'm Shay.
Really, I don't want to.
Like, dude, this is a great ending for the pitbull. Am I crazy?
This is the saddest thing I've heard, just watching dogs slowly
I'll
die.
Take it further. I think we should kill Pitbull the rapper.
Yeah.
Get rid of all pitbulls.
I'm going down.
So.
All right, rest in peace, pitbulls. You had a good run.
You know, maybe that's controversial. I have no idea. all right, let's see. I'm a plus-size teacher, and my students beg me not to eat them. This is a fun story.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's a pit bull.
What?
I can't eat these kids.
All right, let's see how funny these kids are.
Yeah.
So she's an overweight teacher that she says her
students... Shannon, put it, by the way, I'm getting so much pushback from the racist live chat about this pit bull. This is our specialty clip this week. We're putting the clip out... Ban pitbulls is the clip on YouTube.
It's going to get picked up by some dog lover.
Like, oh, they're going to freak the fuck out, dude. Good. I want it to be known. Ban pitbulls.
Ban all dogs.
Good.
Okay, so this is a teacher that she's overweight, and she says that her students make fun of her all the time. And so she just made it her TikTok. Hold on. It's not playing. 1 second, please. Okay, here, you can share.
Let's see. What kindergarten students have said to me. There are two types of people. Some have a line body, some have a circle body like you. Oh my God, you look like Ursula. Yes, these kids are rosy.
These kids are so funny.
You have prickles on your legs, like the grass outside my apartment. Pause it.
All right, that's not about you being fat.
You fucking idiot. Shave yourself, you bitch. We're not even fat shaming you here. Shave your fucking legs.
But this entire video is just kids... have no filter.
Yeah. Kids rule.
Also, I'll bet all the likes on this TikTok is all kids like laughing at the things that they're calling her, you know?
No, it's great. These kids are fucking roasting the fuck out of her right now, dude.
It's great, yeah.
I can sit on you. Please don't eat me for lunch. You're the prettiest girl in the world.
Simp.
Your arms feel like a stress ball. Yum.
That's so funny.
I mean,
good for those kids.
Teachers should not have TikToks. I'm done with it. Nurses.
I don't think that they should put blind kids in that classroom.
Am I the only prettiest girl in the world?
I'm just sick of this fucking nurses, teachers. Like, we get it. Oh my God, you go to work and do your job.
Yeah,
you should fucking do a dance.
Yeah.
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 Everyone wants fame. You know, I get boned by old people on TikTok trying to go viral. That's like, dude, why do you care about TikTok.
When I put anything on like reels and I'm going like, if I pick a trending music, which I've never done that, but like, and I don't do hashtag, I just can't. Like, I used like three hashtags the other day.
Yeah.
And it made me want to puke. I used a comedy hashtag and I was like, I'm going to kill myself. This is ridiculous. Like, I don't want somebody who's looking for comedy to fucking click on it randomly. Like, I genuinely don't want randoms.
Yeah.
What I want to do, and this is what we sort of do at Gas Digital. Is I want to create content that's so good and so unique and fucked up and funny and that it makes people go, oh, I want to see what they're doing over there. But I'm not trying to trick people into happening upon the shit that we do because it's not for everybody. It is a particular, like, kids shouldn't watch my comedy or the type of comedy that we do. I have a child. I would never, if my son was watching at 9 years old, a similar comedy podcast saying the type of shit, that I would have a legitimate problem with it as a father. Kids shouldn't be listening to our shit, you know? Yeah. But it's... Yeah, I that whole world of putting out content with the intent of creating engagement, like, you'll see there's, like, blogs or people on, like, Reels or TikTok will be like, how to, you know, these are top 10 tips to create engagement. And you're like, this is so fucking cringy.
Yeah.
You'll see this happen a lot, and I'm not going to call anybody out, but if you ever see somebody on Instagram and they engage with every comment,
mm-hmm.
every comment, they're trying to manipulate the algorithm.
Yep.
And they're trying to show up in people's shit more. And it is the cringiest, the saddest, weakest, like fakest,
transparent.
Like, you're pretending to engage with people so more people will happen upon your shit. It's so fake and so gross. And you watch, I remember Nicole Arbour would do that. I can call her out, right? But I there's some comics that I know that do this, right? Mm-hmm. And they engage in every single comment. Whether they'll put a heart or a like, or they'll like every comment and they'll put a response, and they keep on trying to create engagement because that the algorithm on Instagram will put you in front of more people because you are engaging with more people.
Right.
So that is, it's just fucking yuck. I'll just say right now, it's just absolutely fucking yuck. So call those people out. When you see people doing that, being like, oh, dude, you're just trying to create engagement, and then they're going to respond to you. Yeah, I promise you.
Broken heart emoji.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to know who has time.
I hate being a slave to this algorithm. I think I'm, you know, it feels like that's like, it's like, oh, there's no gatekeepers. But now it's just like, yeah, we have to like fucking pander to this fucking like robot, basically.
Yeah,
that's
you're right. Like, there is no gatekeeper. But now it's like you have to, you're playing a weird game, which actually, you can't charm a fucking algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the gatekeepers before, like, also in spite of the gatekeepers, people would fucking, the cream would rise to the top.
Yeah.
And now it's like more and more difficult. Like, there's great comics who will never, there are comics that I look up to that started way before me that I'm like, wow, these guys or girls are hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. Just fucking incredible comics where I'm like, they're extremely skilled. And I watch them now and they're not understanding
social media.
And they're getting left behind.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, they don't have a podcast. They don't understand how to put out content. They don't understand how to, and that's the other side of it as well. So you do have to play the game to a certain degree, but I try to play it in a unique way.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Well, you're doing great with that. Like, for sure.
There is something to be said though, for someone who stumbles upon a clip and they're like, oh, this clip was funny. And then they check out your other stuff and they actually become a fan of your other stuff. That does happen.
Yeah.
And
that's
then you
true.
Get people that listen to your podcast, they watch your shit. They're like, oh fuck. Just cause they stumbled across some clip that you posted.
Yeah. No, that happens all the time, of course. Yeah. But to purposely try to manipulate that in a way that it is, it's fake engagement. That's the thing that bothers me. It's like you're packaging it as like, oh, you know, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
But it's just like you're just using this interaction to manipulate the algorithm. It's crazy. So right now, Racist Live Chat says, Johnny Savage says, Lewis isn't that good at business. Yeah.
He's saying that in your chat, though. It's like, okay. He's literally a customer.
WWE Extraordinaire says, Lewis wants to make good content. One day you will, baby boy. As you guys all pay and watch me.
Literally your customers.
As you're currently paying to watch me.
It's like a guy eating a Big Mac being like, this sucks. Can I have another more fries?
It's not even like these guys are like, ah, you know, nothing else is on the fucking world. There's a million other options. You could be doing anything else with your time, but you're here with me right now. You love me. Stop acting like you don't.
Do you hate watch stuff?
There's a few things. There's two things that I hate watch.
Yeah. Okay. Job.
It's always interesting to me when I see people commenting on stuff they hate. I'm like, why are you there then? Like,
I don't
why
think
are you
these
watching
people,
that
I was thing?
Thinking
these about
that. No, not these people.
Job lately. I brought him up just to be like, I've been seeing on YouTube, it's like hundreds of thousands of views on like things, just people is hating him. And there's a lot, like YouTubers who don't talk about comedy are talking about him just because they're like,
oh yeah,
a lot
of views. It's also, it's hack and pathetic at this point.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, look, it became the elephant in the room for a minute when that other special came out.
Oh yeah, you'd be surprised.
To sit there and the second one, you'd be sitting
Gringo
there
Pot, yeah.
And you'd go like, I have to sit there and not mention that it became like, don't push this button.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to push that button, obviously. You know, I understand why a lot of people, a lot of comics eventually were just like, yeah, it stinks. Because it was almost like glaringly, people are like, why won't you say anything?
Right.
Like it's crazy. But it's at this point, you know, when people are making content just to get on a subreddit, once again, it's the same shit, by the way. As I'm talking about Instagram, how that stinks.
Yeah.
So if you're creating content just to get on some fucking subreddit.
Yeah.
You stink. What do you want me to say, dude?
It's
an easy out right now. If we start talking about Brendan Schaub and start trashing his comedy and make a comment about him fucking cheating on his chick, all that shit. It's guaranteed. This probably right now will probably get into the subreddit. Just this.
What's up, homeless cats?
I'm just saying, like, so at this point, it becomes very, like, boring and cheesy and very, like, it's just a, I don't know, I have other shit I have to talk about. Now, granted, if something becomes relevant again, I'm not going to not talk about something because you're not supposed to, because you might get in trouble and not get on Joe Rogan again. That's stupid. And I'm not playing that game either. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to make it a point to just trash a guy because I know it'll be a few extra clicks.
Yeah.
Those people stink. That type of content stinks, and that's not what we do. I do 3 episodes of this show for 90 minutes every day, 3 times a week. Legion of Skanks, 90 minutes an episode twice a week. Yo MMA Rap, 90 minutes once a week. I have a lot of content that has nothing to do with the LA comedy scene or any of these people.
Right.
It's a rarity. It's less than 1%, less than 0.0001% of my content has been about Brendan Schaub or any of these LA comedians. I don't really give a fuck, but once in a while it does come up, and you make comments. So
I think it's very evident when something is done organically and when something is done for the sole purpose of, like, I think it's usually pretty obvious.
I just
when
can't
you see that.
I was like, oh, maybe this has jumped the shark when I'm just seeing these, like, YouTubers who never talk about comedy, don't care about stand-up.
Of course,
they just see that they can get in, like, things. Drama YouTubers.
Yeah. People do the same thing when someone dies. Like, when a famous YouTuber dies, people will capitalize on talking about his death.
Of course,
they'll make these videos.
It's a hashtag.
Wild.
This is the culture of, hashtags, trending topics, look, we could just put out all the trending topics as clips and put hashtags at it. So I just think it's fucking sinks. It's probably a better idea. Is when we talk about these things, we probably should put it out and put them out as clips and try to get more viewers. But there is something as well about, organically growing in a way where I'm not just trying to fucking smash and grab and get as many people as possible. It's the right people. For years we've been building the right audience that gets what the fuck we do. I'm not trying to shove this type of comedy in your face if it's not what you want. So it's a unique way to do it. I do have to wrap this show. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much to both of you guys, Robbie Goodwin, Zia. Please support them and everything they do. This weekend, please come out to Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, and remember Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and West Palm in the beginning of next month. We will check you guys on Friday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.